Announcement present to the authority.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. We're covering the southern swath of Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. What a 1 FM show.
Yeah, we are.
You're listening in Madison on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. Always streaming the Double Radio app. And you're listening to the Dolly Rots right now. They're going to be in town tomorrow. On my side of the southern swath of Wisconsin, in Cudahy, X-Ray Arcade, all-ages show. Doors open at 6:30. The Dolly Rots will be playing. I'll be rocking out, and I think Dominic might be going, too.
There you go.
We're going to have a little bit of fun at the X-Ray Arcade with the Dolly Rots. They're pretty awesome.
That's awesome. And then a little bit more sports news. So outside of Brewers opening day being on the schedule, we do have a heads up that the Badgers are now the highest-rated seed left in the Big Ten basketball tournament going on right now, Brian. The Fighting Illini fell earlier today to Indiana. So
they better
Badgers,
get back up.
Well, they're out. It's one and done. So Big Ten tournament. Badgers play against Michigan State this evening, 5:30 tip-off. So be ready for that.
You got an Izzo playoff team. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Michigan State's, I think they're in the top 25. I don't know what they're ranked. I know they might have fallen out of ranking.
I have no bearing on this whatsoever.
I know they're 7th in the tournament, so they're 7th out of the Big Ten Conference, and we'll see. I'm excited for the game. I'm going to probably go grab a fish fry and watch the Badgers.
Basketball hurt me really hard.
Yeah?
It really hurt me.
Did it do, Brian?
I've told you about the Sacramento Kings and the L.A. Lakers and the That was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it kind of broke me. Like I after that, it was just watching the Pistons beat the Lakers, and that was the end of it for me. I stopped caring. I was done with basketball. And between the Bucks winning, Loyola Basketball making the Final Four, because my friend's an alumni, so I get to see him enjoy it, and my daughter playing basketball again, I'm starting to care a little bit more about basketball again,
mending
it's
that broken basketball heart.
Because it's the game I love. It's not, yeah. I hate the other stuff around
it.
But,
I understand that. It's hard not to love basketball in Wisconsin right now. The Badgers are playing phenomenal. The Bucks are playing. They're 6-1 since the All-Star break, going on a West Coast road trip now. So they're going to take on Golden State Warriors tomorrow, I believe. The Bucks are. So they got to head out west now, but on a 6-game winning streak.
Get themselves on a nice challenge and tune themselves finally for the playoffs.
Yeah, go and try to defend that championship, that's for sure. But, folks, this is Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there. We're taking your calls as well. 844-967-2789. I promise we're going to dive into some more Wisconsin headlines. We've got Frederick Prent update for everybody. And Brian and I might talk about the maps. Yeah, but if you don't want to hear those, you can give us a call and we'll talk about other stuff instead. You could be like Robert in Eureka listening on 92.7 KGOE out on the West Coast. Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. How you doing? It's a beautiful sunny day out here in Eureka listening on KGOE.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes. I want to change the subject a little bit. You know, I saw some video on CNN of that first children's hospital that was destroyed and killed some people and everything. And it's really weighing on me. I've got a solution for World War III that we're in right now.
If you have it, please publish it.
Okay. Well, it's not serious, but it is serious. Here's the thing. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene should ask her Jewish friends to point that green laser that started the California wildfires on Putin and catch him on fire. I think it would slow things down.
I think that's just as effective as the Thoughts and Prayers missile that we're going to send over there.
Yeah, okay. Well, that just came to mind, and I did want to share that. And
I appreciate
it, Robert. I listen to you guys all the time. I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Robert. I really appreciate
the kind words. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know if any space lasers are going to be what prevents World War III, but
it's a laser.
Space lasers. It's an excellent point. I mean, if somebody out there has that technology, I mean, Elon Musk, I mean, I'm not a huge fan because he said some pretty weird stuff lately.
He made a Tesla just like Robert Downey Jr. did when he was playing Iron Man. That's how he made the Tesla, right? That's how it worked.
No, but he also launched like one into space unnecessarily, and I don't think billionaires need to be having a space race while
there's
we're
a lot of bulbous,
here.
A lot of phallic objects being launched into space by billionaires.
Yeah, one thing that Elon Musk did do that was great is internet was being down in lots of places of Ukraine, and he's using the SpaceX satellites or however SpaceLink. I don't know the exact. I'm not too well versed with this new technology, but he's got some of those satellites.
I'm still learning our own technology right now.
We got a lot of focus on our own technology, but it helped restore internet to a lot of the people that were without it in Ukraine. That's a really great thing. But
you can criticize and like the guy at the same time. It's possible, folks.
Yeah.
We are complex individuals,
Brian, and you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got David and Mequon giving us a call. David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Luke, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. In regards with the Brewers, I actually agree with you guys. It is extortion for asking more money, especially with all the money that we have pumped into that stadium all these years with the sales tax, in addition to helping build the stadium to begin with. I would add this. I don't understand why the Brewers do not look at what the Packers have done around Lambeau Field, which is they've gotten like a little development area where they got the hotel and they got the little ski or the sledding hill and they got other stuff. The area around, you know, Anfield is got a sea of parking lot. And I think that could be better utilized if they were to, you know, have some sort of other entities that could potentially bring additional revenue to the Brewers without having to ask anything from the taxpayers themselves. Because I'm not saying I still want to keep, you know, where you have the tailgating, but there has to be a way of better utilizing where that asphalt is essentially just sitting there for, you know, basically half the year doing nothing.
That area around there is not very.
The old County Stadium site is pretty much has remained over the last 20 years undeveloped. But David, it's almost like if we had state lawmakers that had a better relationship with the county of Milwaukee and the city of Milwaukee, maybe we could have things like that. But unfortunately, our state lawmakers have thrown in the towel. They're not doing anything for the rest of the year. So we're not going to see any legislation or anything like that to improve and have and incentivize businesses to come in and do stuff like that for the rest of the year, despite this being on the back burner. The Brewers are talking about potentially leaving, and it's something that maybe we would have state lawmakers pay attention to rather than end the legislative session calendar for the remainder of 2022, and they're not going to meet again until next year.
Well, the only thing I'll say is this, is that, you know, the Brewers were going to leave at one time, and miraculously, you know, we did get that passed through the legislature at the 11th hour. And the same thing with the Bucks. They were very close to leaving as well. We found a way to get it done. I think in this case, with the $100 million, that's easily, like I said, with the amount of land that's around there, could be better utilized. And I think the Brewers should really take a note and reach out and say, hey, listen, you know what? This is what we like to do to improve the, you know, make it more of a year-round facility, just besides, you know, with the, now they just announced they're going to do some golf end of things, I guess, at the stadium year-round.
It's a concert venue outside of the other times of the year as well when the Brewers aren't actually playing. I graduated at Miller Park. That was where my high school graduation held the graduation ceremony. So the facilities do utilize or are utilized by the community, and you have partnerships throughout the community to be able to use the facilities when they're not being used by the team. But that doesn't mean that like those programs already exist, David. That outreach is there. But the fact that the Brewers ownership may be coming to the negotiation tables here by just saying if we don't get this $100 million or so dollars in public financing that we're out of here, then that's discounting all of those relationships that the community has built with the venue.
Right. Well, let's hope that they can figure out something where, you know, again, the parking lots, I think, are underutilized, and I think there could be a benefit to everybody involved if everybody works together to make that happen, to where the Brewers are getting a little revenue from whatever is going to get built there potentially, and also, you know, potential more permanent jobs, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, there's benefits. There's ways we can benefit everybody without really destroying anything that is there. The problem is that nobody has ever called these people on their bluff. Nobody's ever said,
well, when Herb Cole sold the Bucks, he stipulated that the team had to stay in Milwaukee. So there are owners that stipulate that you can't move. But at the same time, I think you're right, David. We got to get to work. But unfortunately, like I mentioned, the Wisconsin legislature doesn't care about this issue or any of the other ones because they're not doing it anymore. They're not doing any legislative work for the rest of the year. So maybe they'll have conversations with the team. Maybe that is my hope, that even though they're not going to go into session, that they can have these conversations. But it sounds like they're just focused on re-election, Brian, and that's all they're going to be focusing on from now through the rest of the year.
I got something that might help everybody as well. Just throwing it out there. Maybe not have to pay for any of it. Take a federal transportation grant, okay? And instead of like having just the hop that goes in a circle in the middle of Milwaukee, maybe connect one end of it down to the airport, and the other end goes to Pato, then to AmFam Field.
And then, you know, we could connect it everywhere, and we could have
later,
some regional
I'm just keeping it local, keeping it small to start.
No, but I'm saying you got the Summerfest grounds, you got the state fairgrounds, you got everything.
You can have it on the line. You could go and have you can park anywhere on there on the park and ride and be safe and get through to all of Milwaukee and drop off in the Third Ward. Go and hang out for a day or so and stop in the Third Ward and then
Go up to Bradford Beach. Go out anywhere. Like in the public transit.
It worked in Chicago pretty well.
Public transit would be a great investment and would be.
Especially in one of the drunkest cities in America.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely right, Brian. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. That's Brian. I'm Luke. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Up next, we got Mark from the SAC joining us this afternoon. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you played the brand new roller skate song, and I just couldn't help but think of Heather Graham and Boogie Nights, and that was her theme. You know,
I'm playing it because it was on last night. and the Dolly Rods covered it very well, I think.
Yeah, and I actually have that on DVD, and I haven't watched it for a while, but is what popped into my mind. And
do you have a spare?
I'll lend it to you next time you guys are
I'm good. It's permanent. It's burned permanently into my retina, my friend.
It's try to lighten up a little bit with all that horrible stuff that's going on in the world, you know, in the world and in our country and in our state. Because we have people that care more about re-elections and maintain and pleasing the bloated diaper man down in Mar-a-Lago rather than serving the people of our state.
Well, if he didn't flush so many documents down the toilet, he wouldn't have to rely on those diapers so heavily.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just send him and Sean Hannity and off to some island together so they can, you know, whisper sweet nothing's in each other's ears from now until eternity. That like the nightly phone calls when Trump was in the White House.
The thing is that he will have lost the scent of power, which is what attracted Hannity to him in the first place. So
yeah, well, they're all banking on the fact that, you know, maybe there's still a long shot that they're gonna get him back in there. So who knows? We appreciate the call, Mark. You can be like Mark. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Brian, it's Friday, man. It's Friday. We're here. We'll be right back.
I am a star. I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star. I am a big, bright, shining star.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.